Thank you so much, Chair. It is really a pleasure to see so many delegations here in the room. And I want also to thank all of you for attending the Vienna Conference. 133 delegations from countries, of course, many more from civil society, international organizations participated. And I think this all shows the commitment of the international community for the issue. And today we are really embarking on elaborating now the text of a political declaration, which in the view of my delegation is really good. It seems also that the views converge to a wide degree already at the Vienna Conference when we had this discussion, what should be the issues that are dealt with in the political declaration. Many of the themes came from all different quarters of the globe. And we have tried to capture this in this paper that you have received after the conference, the issues paper. There are also copies outside. Now, nationally, we thought we should continue our work. And on the basis of the issues paper, we have elaborated a draft that is only in our own authority, how such a political declaration might look like. And we brought 60 copies that were outside, and unfortunately they are gone by now. So if you want to have a copy, Susanne, most of you know her, she will happily provide you with further copies. So let me now briefly run through this first attempt, and of course we are clear, we want to see also the papers from others. It's just one contribution that we have elaborated in a kind of preambular part. We point to the factors, the motives, like more urbanization, more conflicts fought in urban areas, the direct impact, the suffering caused, but also the secondary and tertiary impact. Of course, I think we have to mention the engagement of the ICRC, of the United Nations, of so many civil society organizations. Further on, we would mention the problems like weaknesses in targeted processes and so on. Non-state actors should also have a place in such a political declaration. What is very important for us is to stress that existing international humanitarian law provides a sufficient framework to address the problem when fully implemented. So in our view, our target should be that we get to a better, to a strengthened implementation of existing IHL. Certainly the principles under IHL, like distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attack, should be mentioned. They are very important. Then we would recall that the obligation under IHL to provide civilians with general protection is also something that is important in this context. And then we would go to committed to strengthening the protection of civilians and civilian objects in armed conflict from the use of explosive weapons in populated area. We will, and then we have a couple of points and I will run briefly through it. Fully respect existing obligations under international humanitarian law when using explosive weapons in populated areas. Adopt and review for this purpose policies and practices that will enhance the protection of civilians when explosive weapons are used in populated areas, including policies and practices to avoid the use of explosive weapons with a wide area impact, when there is strong likelihood of indiscriminate effects. So again, it is important for us not to go beyond existing IHL obligations. Then implement, review, and where needed, develop or improve national policy and practice including doctrine and rules of engagement, identify, share, and support the implementation of good policy and practices, as well as lessons learned on the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, and strengthen international cooperation and assistance in that regard. Again, that's very important because we think that the political declaration should be the start of a number of concrete things, military to military contacts. Train armed forces and conduct exercises on the protection of civilians from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas and urban warfare in general. Make every effort at the national level to collect or support the collection of reliable and relevant data, including disaggregated data on the civilian harm caused by the use of explosive weapons in populated area. Then victim assistance, provide assistance to victims of the use of explosive weapons in populated areas in a non-discriminatory manner. Investigate allegations of violations of applicable national and international law in the use of EWIPA and, where appropriate, duly prosecute perpetrators. Work to raise awareness of the humanitarian concern caused by the use of EWIPA and urban warfare in general. Then we come to the end, promote this declaration and seek the adherence of the greatest possible number of states. And finally, meet on a regular basis, inviting also relevant international organizations and civil society to review the implementation of this process. We hope that we would thus have further meetings, perhaps on a yearly basis, where states could also report what they have done to implement the political declaration, the contacts, the cooperation with other states. Thank you, Chair.